everyone. We're back. All of you who downloaded the Calling Out with Susan Pinsky app, I just want to give you a big virtual hug and a big wet kiss. Here's what I'm going to do. If you send me an email with proof that you have the app to callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com, go to callingout@drdrew.com, email me, and I will get you a reading. Here's the catch. You have to have a good story, like paranormal experiences, a murder mystery, or whatever's really what you really want to discover in the world of psychics. Just saying, I want a reading isn't going to get you a reading. Make it good. I love connecting you to the universe, but I need some juicy stuff. So make it good, okay? And I also want to thank you again for buying the app. I know it's $1.99 a month, and it just keeps us going and makes me feel like it's worth doing this podcast. I also will be putting out some of my premium episodes in a couple of weeks when Nate is on vacation, so that you can hear the older podcasts and decide if you want to download the app. So also, be sure to click through on my Amazon banner on the website, or go to drdrew.com, click through on his Amazon banner and the Bergamot Femme banner today.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyance, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
I'm horrible at this, just so you know.
You're doing great. What are you talking about? You're a professional. You're a professional podcaster.
Okay, today's guests are a married couple. Then I have a lot to talk about. That's welcome true. To Calling Out.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Tom Segura and Christina Pazitsky.
I know.
I can't do the names right ever. And
you did great, though. Okay. That was really good.
And then
good.
Rex wants to get in the action. He's trying to get on the couch, and he's not getting up there. So welcome.
Thank you.
You guys are the podcasters of your mom's house, and you basically just talk about everyday events and in your
it's one way of putting it. Yeah,
your stream of consciousness.
Yeah, that's true. It's very juvenile.
And then
juvenile
farts.
Show.
It's a lot of.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of burping and farting. Yeah. I like that.
You do.
Yeah. Can you do that good. Today?
Yeah. Open that Fresca.
Crack that Fresca.
We also have barking. We have burping, farting, and
we
barking.
Have barking too. Yeah.
And doorbells ringing. So that's Psychic Rebel Colby. She's coming.
All right.
And somebody's also calling me on my phone. But this is a great intro, right? So. Both of you are stand-up comedians as well.
Yes.
And your tour is called No Teeth, No Entry.
That's right.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, we have some fun with it.
Yeah. How about if you have no pants?
Then you can definitely get in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you got to have a nice grill, a nice smile.
Or no panties.
That you get two free tickets and no panties.
Yeah. Okay, I'll wear no panties next time. And then also you have... lots of dates coming up, and tomsegura.com/tour is where to find it. So I want to get the plugs out up front.
Yeah. No, I got a big tour going on, and if you go to the site, you can see it's a. I'm sure there's at least another 20 cities to go. So
awesome! Any around here in the near future?
Not that I can think of. No, they're all about a plane ride away from me.
All over the country.
Yeah, all over.
Well, that means you're popular.
It's going well. I mean, luckily, popular enough.
He's funny.
No, he's the best.
He's funny.
I wouldn't marry unfunny.
Yeah.
Because that's a lifetime of corny jokes, you know. I can't deal with that.
And then also, you have dates as well.
I do, yeah. I tour, but I'm doing Brea, Denver, San Francisco, Sacramento. It's all
Brea. Brea's close to me.
It's coming up.
I can come see that.
Oh, good, yeah. Come. I think it's in April. I want to say April 13th through 15th.
It's
I'm not even
Thousand
sure.
Ranch.
Right, ThousandRanch.com.
Because we're going to be best friends now, just so you know.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, also, I can't wait.
You
I feel
and
like...
Luann and I, we're going to like be best buds.
I can feel it already.
I feel it too.
Okay, so
I'm serious.
So what happened was Bert Kreischer came on the show.
Bert Kreischer?
Kreischer.
Oh.
Oh.
Chrysler.
I don't know how to say it right.
How fat do you think he was? Like,
I don't know.
How obese do you think he is?
He lost a whole bunch of weight.
Yeah.
But he's still kind of,
you know what?
Still
he
fat,
was,
right?
We met like, I don't know, it was a couple months ago or a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I lost 6 pounds since I've seen him.
Really? Because you were so shocked?
Yeah. I told him I was going to lose weight and we talked about it and he taught me how to drink Tito's. So it's only 60 calories an ounce.
Yeah.
So I can have
has that memorized.
I can have like a whole cup of it and I'm good.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But
sounds like you're hanging out with him for sure.
Yeah.
No, but I lost 6 pounds since
good
I saw
for you.
Him.
You look great.
He inspired me.
Yeah.
And you guys are good friends, right?
We're very good friends.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, from what I've heard.
Yeah,
no, we are. We are.
Vacationed with the Kreischers. Bert has shaved Tom's chest.
And back.
And back.
I shaved his beard a month or so ago.
Well, what happened was Bert and Tom got into a fat shaming competition, essentially, to see who could lose more weight.
So you went on the diet as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the winner.
Oh, you won?
He got to shave Bert's beard.
That's because he got a free case of Tito's. He could have lost more weight.
There's multiple excuses. But, but yeah, I won. I got to shave his beard. But we also then took a trip to San Francisco. We went to a basketball game a few weeks later. Yeah, we just did that like a month ago.
He's so cool, and
he's a fun guy.
I love Luann. She is adorable and super funny and very shy.
Yeah.
Well, she's not like a showbiz person.
But that's cool.
She's normal. Yes, and she's very real.
Yeah,
that's why I like her too.
See, I was kind of like that too until my kids graduated, and then somebody told me to do this podcast. Adam Carolla. He's like, oh, why don't you do this podcast about psychic mediums? I said, okay. And I did. And then it kind of brought me out of my shell. But, you know, podcasts are cool because it's not on TV. So you don't always have to look good. You can just.
That's the best part.
I was really terrible then. You see how bad I am now? You should have seen me then. I had no experience. People would complain all the time, especially the Carolla fans. But
lo and behold, complain about what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was bad. But I did produce 114 shows.
Well, come on.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
you learned in that time.
It taught me how to be a producer. And we have this live podcast and we have Weekly Infusion. And then I also work on the website for Drew. And we've turned it into a money-making endeavor, which is really not easy in podcast world.
No,
it's
and
awesome.
You guys have so many ads and I'm so jealous. Like, I'm like trying to figure that out for myself
right now.
Well,
maybe we should talk after because you sound like you're doing some cool stuff too.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yes. And then I really, really... and then you have a podcast too, really quick.
Yeah, it's called That's Deep, Bro. Basically, I have a bachelor's degree in philosophy and I became a comedian. So like, it's all this useless stuff that I know.
Yeah.
That I like talking about because I feel like people don't talk about real stuff enough, you know? And so it's just that. What happens in my life? Real stuff. I just took Transcendental Meditation like 2 weeks ago, so I talk about that.
Oh, cool.
You know.
Well, I hope you talk about this because...
Oh, I will.
I mean, have you had psychic readings before?
Yeah.
Okay,
I have.
Okay.
I've done it once before.
Did it inspire you?
Me?
Yes.
Listen, I am a closet fan of all things paranormal and psychic.
So closeted, yeah.
You know this about me, but I don't really talk about it a lot because I'm like, people are going to think I'm nuts.
You're nuts, yeah.
Because I love it.
Well, we're all nuts here. And we all, yeah, and that's the thing. And I have to make my disclaimer too because I haven't told the psychics anything about you. And if they recognize you, it has no bearing on whether they're the real deal or not because these people are the real deal.
Oh my God.
They don't Google you. I don't Google you. Okay, I don't Google people. Do you think I have all the time in the world to go out and research you and find out who your dead friends are? And,
you know,
maybe I've listened to your podcast for years or whatever. Maybe I could do that, but I don't have the time.
Of course.
Right. How could you listen to every episode?
I'm not that smart. Like, for me to research Adam Carolla's life and like put it down on paper and then bring in some random people that don't listen to him or care about him and have them give them the experience of their life and they go, oh, you could have Googled it. You know, we don't do that. I don't have the time.
Do you like him?
I love him.
Oh, okay.
He's a good friend. I mean, we're family friends.
What question is that?
But it's fun to ask.
But he shits on my psychics every time he comes on my show.
Does he? And wait, so he was on here and you said that he had a really great experience.
Well, actually, he had a reading by Colby once, and maybe I'll post that one. It's called Catch a Corolla. And she was able to see she was a juggie back in the day.
No, on the man show.
Yes.
She was?
She was on that show. Uh-huh. You're going to meet her. Okay. Shortly, she was a pro wrestler, and she was on that show. And he called in from his car, and nobody was given any information, and she didn't know who he was. She didn't even know it was Adam. And she said, "Well, you know, do you remember that show, The Man Show? I'm seeing that. Because she knew she was on it. She didn't really mention that at the time." I really wanted to. Oh, dog just jumped up. I told you to.
They always lick his beard. Our dogs do the same thing.
Get down.
Your beard has food in it. That's why.
You're
it
a bro. Not.
There's probably cheese in it.
It does Sorry. Not.
Dogs love your beard.
There's food in there.
Because his beard always smells like whatever he just ate, you know? What did you just have for lunch?
Just beef brisket.
So anyway, she saw The Man Show, mm-hmm. and he went, oh, yeah, she could Google that, you know? And it's like, I didn't tell him who you were. So, and then Lynette did the same thing. But I love them both with all my heart. They're just very skeptical.
Yeah.
And they don't believe the shit. Yeah. Otherwise, it'd still be at Corolla Digital. Because it just isn't conducive to the man world over there. They don't all like right. it. So the fact that you're here and you're open to it, and Bert was open to it. Bert loved it.
They had so much fun.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And so like I'm trying to open up more male minds to this and know that I'm not researching anything. I can barely get through the day. Okay.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited.
It's a podcast.
Because I always try to make him watch like the ghost shows or the psychic shows. Right, Tom?
They're cool.
Like Long Island Medium. Like I was really into that show for a while.
Hollywood Medium.
I haven't seen that one
yet.
Well,
we're going to be on it. So you're going to have to watch it. Yeah. He was here in the house. It was really spooky. And he was good. He sweat all over the silk chair in my library, but I just keep that ring of love there now because he gets really sweaty and then he sweats all over your furniture. It's gross, but
I'm doing that right now.
Now Colby gets a little bit warmed up too, but she won't sweat on you.
Okay,
and watch her eyes because her eyes do this weird stuff when she sees spirit. Okay. It's really cool.
So she actually talks to spirit. Spirit tells her what's going on.
They'll show up here. They're probably here already. I can feel them because I'm getting this really weird sense of chill.
Okay.
AJ is very evidential. So what that means is he'll see the way somebody passed. Mm. If you don't know, if it's not making sense, sometimes you have to find out later, like how somebody died, or, you know, if you can't remember something, it's called psychic amnesia. So we'll just write it down and then we'll move forward because my spirits may come in, somebody else might come in, but sometimes you just don't remember how they
died. So are you able to talk to spirit as well, communicate?
No,
with...
but I'm very sensitive to when stuff's going on and I can feel the room starting to heat up. So
I love it.
So I'm gonna go down and I'm downstairs. We've had our psychics sequestered.
Okay.
So they couldn't Google you.
I'm so excited. I'm so nervous. I want to eat cheese.
And if you have anything that anybody want to talk to, just sit here and meditate for a couple minutes and we'll take a break and maybe we can go right in.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Awesome.
All right. We'll be right back. I want to shout out to our calling out sponsor, Bergamet, and the product Bergafem. Whether you're premenopausal or post, have changes in libido, energy, or just low metabolism, or have hot flashes, there's an all natural solution that can help. It's called Bergafem. Bergafem is a dietary supplement made with organic extracts from the bergamot citrus fruit, which is known to have medicinal properties that can improve cardiovascular function. Also, it can help fight high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, and abdominal fat. But what makes Bergafem different is its combination of natural ingredients specifically formulated for women facing the dreaded menopause. I've been taking Bergafem for over a month now, and I've noticed increased energy and libido and reduction in hot flashes. I've got so much energy, I'm back in the gym and working on my diet. Bergamot is derived from the key extracts of the bergamot citrus fruit. It acts as a natural statin, or in scientific terms, an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor, and has properties that may lower triglycerides and raise your HDL. There's 47% bergamot, 45% Bulgarian Tribulus testris, and a little Mecca, or Peruvian gold, in there. Sounds pretty hot to me. And last but not least, Damiana. This herb has traditionally been used as an aphrodisiac. Modern research has shown an increase in the strength of eggs in females and helps with anorgasmia. To learn more about Bergafem, please visit our friends at bergamet.com. That's bergamet.com today. Or visit drdrew.com and click on the bergamot batter today. This is a Dr. Drew approved product. However, you must be sure to consult with your doctor if taking medication. This does not replace medications prescribed by your physician for cardiovascular health. Support the show and get some Bergafem today, or any of the Bergamet products that apply to you if you aren't a woman. Try the Bergasport for muscle recovery, or look at the Mega Plus for heart health. All available at bergamet.com. Okay, so we're back, and AJ Barrera is here. He's going to say hi in a minute. And Psychic Rebel Colby.
Hello.
Hello. How have you been?
I am doing fabulous. How are you?
So what's new with you?
Gosh. Oh, my coffee with Colby in the morning.
Yes, she's doing it. She's got coffee with Colby, and yeah, you can find her on Facebook.
It's yes,
at Psychic Rebel.
Psychic Rebel, yes.
Yeah, and a podcast.
Obviously. And a podcast live with Colby Psychic Rebel. Yeah, it's really, really fun.
And thank you for coming.
Yeah.
This is Christina and Tom.
Yes, hi guys. And,
hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
And we have AJ Barrera here. How's Yay. It going, AJ?
I'm doing good.
Hi, AJ.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Christina. Hi.
How are you, AJ?
Good, good, good.
Tell us what you're up to.
Well, been pretty busy, you know, just keeping some work done and just doing a weekly radio show with iHeart and whatnot on Spanish-Mexican regional station
and
whatnot.
Cool.
So I do that every week. It airs over like 30 different stations and whatnot. So that has been keeping me pretty busy and whatnot. And
sounds like
hiring
it.
New assistant and redoing my website and launching that. And just been a crazy, crazy busy process. So, yeah. I mean, pretty much it's just working with Spirit and working with colleagues and having some fun. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Here, give me that back for a second.
We're short a microphone today, but what I'm going to do is I want you guys to meet. I've kind of given everybody an idea of what you do and how you do your thing. And Colby and AJ work together all the time. So they like to play off each other, and we'll let them just sort of tap into your spirit and just have fun with it. And I'll be over here laughing if you hear me in the background.
Okay.
Okay.
Exciting.
I'm back.
Oh, yeah. You've got a voice again. All right.
So, he crossed over momentarily.
Right. So, is there any process you want me to go into this or any way, or we just jump into the reading?
You want us to just jump in?
Who's here?
Who's here?
Yeah.
Well, this is very funny. Most of the time when I do this work, I usually have like a notepad. I write like kind of like automatic writing. And I put down Tom, and I circled it. I don't know if you were going to be here or with a name, and I also put Dad. So I don't know if a dad figure is passed over for one of you guys, but is Dad still here, please, for one of you guys?
My dad's still here? Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad's still here.
Okay.
So is mine.
So I need to validate there is a father figure then connected onto your dad's side that steps forward here, first of all. And I don't know how well you know his side of the family, but there is a gentleman that kind of wants to validate himself and kind of jump up and down here for me, or for you specifically, to let you know he's here. Now, the unique part about him is that, do you know anything about his passing, about anything in general, just yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I may misinterpret something here, because when this gentleman steps forward here, there's a way with him that he's bringing it as a very sudden passing, but this is not an unexpected passing. This is not just like a random like 1, 2, 3 heart attack. To me, it feels like a very like lengthy process or something that he was well aware of before he passed over. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's also bringing up for me, and I may misinterpret something here, Tom, is that was there some sort of issue like him asphyxiating or something, like can't breathe or like filling up with fluids, something of this nature here, please?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I have to validate here, because he's giving this as like just taking my last breath, just taking my last breath. So I don't get this as a tragic event of how this happened here, if I can be quite frank here. So this was not a heart attack, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So long as I know this is his way kind of just saying like, I just took my last breath, or or there was an issue going against medical advice, that would kind of make sense for me. But it doesn't feel like I went against medical advice with this gentleman as well. And I'm going to go two ways because I don't know where I'm supposed to go with this, is that in some unique reference here is that I don't know if there's like either some weird, I don't know where the heck I'm going with this, but is there some sort of weird like horse reference or some sort of weird like kettle reference or something of that nature?
Kettle? Is that
yeah.
Kettle or cattle?
Like cattle, sorry.
Oh, cattle.
Like horse or, okay. Or is there any reference why I would have to bring that up here?
No, I don't think so. I mean, unless it's something that's not for me and not for me that I can
just make
of.
No, because I don't have any reference for that, but I'm just okay. That's kind of my frame of reference. I don't know if you want to jump in here. Okay. Real quick.
Well, I actually have a woman here for you. Uh-oh. So that's, I wanted to kind of start with that. So this
absolutely.
Will be kind of good. We can do we can tag team here.
Right?
Yeah. All right, yeah, well, don't cross one.
No, I love it. I'm too excited. I'm sweaty with excitement.
Oh, I'm sweating
I
too.
Love
so
this shit.
No, I do feel like I have a woman here with me, and she gives me. And I do feel like this would either be a mom for you or a grandmother, but I'm feeling like mom because I want to hug you. I want to hold you, right? So would I be correct that mom is in the spirit world?
Yeah.
Okay,
gone.
Got it. Okay. Well, she's not gone.
Right.
She's
right.
Just
sorry.
Not in the physical.
Got you.
All yes. Right. So I'm getting mom here, but you would understand this hugging from her, right? Because she feels like she wants to embrace you or bring you in. So I know the two of you had a close relationship. It feels very close. It wasn't always... I don't know. It wasn't always open, the communication side of it. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, but it does make me feel like you know she loved you, or that feeling that she loved you. It's just that the communication wasn't always there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and she gives me this sense around where she's making me feel that you must have been very, very independent, though, even growing up, because it's also sometimes I almost feel like in some ways you didn't need her. Does that make sense? Okay. And yeah. She's given me this feeling around you. Now, mom makes me, I do feel like, I wonder if mom had cancer. Is that right? Because I do feel like I'm sick prior to my passing.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you understand that it would have been in the lungs or in the chest area?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's given me this, but she feels kind of delicate to me. I all of a sudden I want to be like all ladylike, which is not like me at all, you know. But I keep wanting to kind of be a little ladylike. And you understand this around mom, this lightness or this? She's not real heavy, like
no.
Not a heavy person, but a light
no.
Person.
Yeah,
yes,
she was small.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she also gives me this feeling now. She could be harsh at times. I feel like she's not. She could be very. Strict and very like strict in her belief system as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because she's giving me this sense of like being very, very almost tunnel visioned with how she would see things. Very, you know, very not flexible at all with how she would see things. Okay. And then now I do want to address, okay.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I guess we don't want the lights just went on and off. We don't want to make mom mad. She's like, Colby, I will haunt you. I'm like, sorry. But I do want to actually, you know, I do want to ask this and you yeah. know, if it's a no, it's a no, it's okay. Or if you don't want to talk about it, it's okay. But I do feel like she gives me this baby as well. Okay. So do you understand a baby in spirit?
I don't understand what it means. Okay, but yeah, go ahead. Go on.
Okay. I just keep feeling like she gives me this baby for you or says I have a baby. Okay? So can you tell me how this relates or how you understand this?
Yes, I was just going to ask you because, oh my God. God damn it. I'm going to cry. Well, when I was 6 months pregnant, she passed away. My mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I wanted to know if she knew that I was pregnant.
Well, she knew because she's got the baby.
Right. Oh my God.
And did you know the gender of the baby?
At the time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't change.
Well, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, at the time, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can I share what I feel like
yeah,
it is? And it's okay if
but
I'm
he's
wrong?
Still, my baby's still alive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, it's not in the
okay,
spirit world.
Yeah, but she gives me the sense, well, it was a blue blanket, but that kind of ruins it, because you used the word he, right? So,
yeah, yeah.
But I do know it is a boy.
Yeah.
Okay, but she does know about it because she shows the baby. She presents
what?
The baby. So I do know she knows. So it's interesting, though, that it's a little baby and then it's 6 months, that you were six months pregnant. So that makes sense. But she gives me this, you know, it's like, listen, I feel like she wanted to know how to be there more for you. She just really didn't quite, I don't know, she just didn't quite have the tools to figure that out, honestly, you know? And she also didn't, I don't think she had a real high education, because it feels like it's a little more like your education feels like it went higher, or you went further in schooling.
Yes.
Like hers doesn't really feel, and she also, do you feel mom too, AJ?
Well, the funny thing is that when you started talk about her mom, the first impression that I got was that the little old lady from Golden Girls, what's her name?
I can't even think of her name.
It's not Bea Arthur, but I can't think
Rose?
Of her. Is it Rose?
Yeah. Oh no, you're thinking of the oldest
one, the tiny one,
the real crotchety
right?
one.
Oh nice. Well,
so I feel like there's a part of her
pretty accurate actually,
right?
Yeah.
So I feel like that was kind of like her sense of humor to kind of come through rather than kind of her personality. And I feel like in a way for you with your mom though, because I really feel like there was a very stubborn energy prior to her passing, to be quite honest, and there's a way with you, I have to acknowledge, or with both of you guys in some ways, that she wants to acknowledge of giving thanks in that process for that. Because in some unique way is that I can totally misinterpret something, though, but with your mother is that I think you already validate this with her, is that you said you had time with your mother before she passed, correct?
No, actually, we didn't have it, like,
so you didn't validate it. The reason why I'm asking this, or I want to go in this direction, is that I feel like there's a separation. And the separation, I don't know if it's physically or emotionally, and I feel like in some way that she's kind of like dusting her hands clean, like saying, like, just forget about it, like, let it go. And I think it's, in some way, I feel like either one, I feel like that you brought it up, and that's why I was assuming that.
Yeah.
But I feel like in a way that your mom's just saying, like, I don't give a crap, to be quite honest. And I really feel like there's a very sailor type of energy with her, because I really feel like that she's a dominant energy for me. She's not a weak lady, to be quite honest. And I may be quite frank here when I say this, though, is that I don't know if I'm going to go in a weird reference here, but there's a way that I need to acknowledge the process of you, like, I don't know if I need to go under the sign of Gemini, which is like May or June, but is May or June significant to you?
I'm a Gemini.
Okay.
Oh, there
so,
you go.
So I need to acknowledge you, because in some unique way that she's making me feel like I need to say happy birthday, and give that acknowledgement here for you. And is there one of three of you guys as well?
I'm sorry.
Is there three siblings? Or
yeah.
One of three? Yeah. Okay. So I need to acknowledge her way of just kind of like giving the love there to the family, because I feel like in a huge, huge way
so
with your
crazy.
Mom that she just wants to kind of be here and surround you, and she wants to kind of like acknowledge you in a way. And even though you're the medium, you're the psychic, she's telling you like, thank you. Like she's
aww.
Kind of like, I don't know if this would be a lady that would tell people thank you, but she's making me feel like that she needs to give thanks to like you as well for kind of being here and being present here and being open to the process. And also, do you have like a white Maltese Passover or like a white dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. She wants to let you know she has a dog with her as well. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. She has a dog with her. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Is it Elvis?
Yeah, Elvis.
Is it? That's so funny.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Elvis fan, actually. And I'm surprised I didn't say that. But I just feel like this is kind of mom's way of just stepping forward here. But no offense here, but would your mom, you guys are married, husband and wife, would your mom know of Tom, though? Would there be any reference why she would like bust his chops or make fun of him now to this day still?
Yes.
But there's a way in some funny way that she wants to give him the respect that I think he somehow needs to deserve. Not in a catty way, but in a way like still kind of like pushing him around from the other side in some way. And she kind of wants to kind of joke around saying like, look, this is my love to my son or my son-in-law. That is hilarious.
Oh, there he is.
That is so cool.
Elvis is in the house.
That is so cool.
Look just like him.
She's playing
so
with my dog.
Those that cannot see, it's Sue actually brought out a big cardboard poster of Elvis Presley.
There we go. Yes.
Do you want to jump in here
as
well?
Yeah. You know, the other thing, I don't know why, I keep getting end dust.
What is it?
End dust.
What's
dusting.
That?
So, I don't know. Was she strict when you were growing up about cleaning or making sure everything is super clean?
Yes.
Like, but to the point of it being, was that OCD or something?
Right, right.
Yes. Like, okay. Because I keep, it's like, Polish is what I keep.
Yes.
But it's
clean.
It's on your hands and knees doing it, though, too.
Right.
Like, it's very into it. But she also gives me this feeling as, Now, it's curious. You must have shared a room with one of the siblings. Is that right? Because it's like you're in the room. I just saw at least two of you together in the room sharing a room. And I just saw, like, so I know the space isn't real big. There's not a whole lot of space. But it's like at least the two of you had one another to kind of go to each other for comfort and you know, like normalcy in a way.
Yeah.
Because she does feel like... it's stressful. I mean, it just feels like there's a sense of stress around growing up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't, I don't really feel like dad is saying a whole lot. Like, it doesn't feel like dad is really there saying a whole lot, right?
No.
It's like he would let mom just kind of do what she wanted to do, but he doesn't feel real present in the process of it. Does that, connect to that? Okay.
Mom's kind of like the mouthpiece for the whole family.
She is the, she is. But she also, it's interesting, though, because here's a lady who needed everything cleaned and everything done, but as she got older, she lost the ability to even know or even to think about it or to even care. So I feel like here's someone who wanted everything done right from her head to toes and the house done right to not even being able to, like, brush her own teeth in a way, right?
Yes. Yeah, and that really bothered her.
Yeah, it just feels like... But see, she doesn't show me old. She doesn't show. I got the sense that AJ got, but I'm seeing a lady. You know, sometimes they just show us, but I'm seeing a lady who just feels like it's weird. It's like she wanted to make sure she looked good, like especially to the neighbors and everything. Like she cared about her appearance and made sure she looked. She looked like what's that called? A Beavis the Cleaver's mom or something?
Oh, wait, yeah,
right?
Miss Cleaver.
Miss Cleaver. June. Right? Oh, there's a June too.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my
funny.
Gosh, that is funny. You don't know a name June for someone, do you?
I don't.
Or Judy.
Know.
Huh.
Jude. Well, Judith is my stepmother's name.
Is she still here or passed
over? She's still here.
Okay.
Would there be a reason why she would probably bring up Judith?
For Well, oh, she probably Judith probably took dad away
dad
from
away.
Mom.
not that sinister,
okay,
but they didn't get along. Did not like the
story. Okay,
see?
Isn't that see, it just kind of comes in and
so
flashes. So that's so funny.
Well, I think in some ways with your mom, she's very passionate what she needs to say, to be quite honest. And I really feel like this in a way is that perhaps maybe she couldn't express that love to you when she was here physically.
Yeah.
And I think maybe perhaps that she needs to do it more so now in a spiritual aspect. But, and again, it goes for both of you guys. Even though you're the son-in-law or whatnot, you're still the son in her eyes that she wants to put you together as a whole. And I think that's very important for you to know this now rather than probably before, because maybe it was just like, she wasn't the greatest lady, but now she's kind of like the best lady now.
Can I tell you something?
Absolutely.
Yes.
She did not like
This is why she's bringing up now.
Yeah, exactly.
And she didn't want me to marry
him. That's what I was going to say.
And it was, hey, forget this guy. Go back with the lawyer you were dating.
Yeah, that's right. He wasn't financial secure enough.
That's
right. I know.
And so can she see that we're like awesome now? Can she see how my life is?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because she sees us and
I think so, because she's acknowledging both of you guys in this reading, not just you, not just Tom by himself, but as a whole. And I think that's so important, again, for both of you guys to understand this, that she's not angry. She's not upset. She's not the same angry lady. You know what I mean?
It makes me feel like I don't know who you are, right? But I do get this sense where it's, in a way, you must be very, very successful at what you're doing, because she's like, okay, all right, tap out. You know what I mean? It's like, tap out. So I know that there's a sense where, you know, you do have this, you're known in your work, or, you know, you have this level of success where she's like, oh, I was wrong. Like, she's almost bitter that she was wrong in a way.
That's crazy.
But it is, dude.
You know, but she's excited. I think she, and especially for the grandson as well.
Yeah. That's something I was going to say, is that, like, you just took the words out of my mouth, is that I felt like there was something about the grandson that seems more important now. So I'm going to go two ways with this. I don't know if it means, like, either his birthday is coming up or just passed here, but there's something significant why she's bringing up here in a significant way.
Birthday.
Would it be his birthday?
Well, yeah, he just turned one in December.
Aww.
So maybe. So but June 18th is my birthday.
No, it'd be your son's then, basically.
So that she knows.
She's aware of him. Yeah, so I think this is why she's bringing it up in a way through Colby, but in a separate way through me, just to kind of validate, like, hey, we're here right now. We're watching all this stuff. And the weird part, and not to be weird about it, but...
Oh, I love it. Let's get weird.
With you set the name Elvis, not me, the dog. But were you close with that dog in life? You know what I'm asking?
Yeah.
Because it's making me feel like as if this was something that was more of just like kind of like it's here and then it's gone. Because I feel like we were... watching the dog kind of transition, and I feel like there's a way with you this dog truly comes through showing but nothing but unconditional love. And even though I don't speak dog, there's a way that the love comes through in a huge, huge way that it wants to acknowledge you, because it still makes you feel like that it's still around you, to be quite honest. And
I feel he's there.
And in some corny way, I still feel like that you still kind of honor your dog more so than your mom.
So, that I honor? Yeah. Oh yeah, she didn't like animals so much.
So I think it's kind of her way why she wants to bring the dog through for you. But I just know there's a hole over there. And you brought up dad. And dad is passed over, though.
No.
No, right? He's not passed over, though.
Not physically, but... but you could be emotionally checked out.
But no offense to dad, though, is that there's a way that she still kind of, like, separates themselves still. So I don't know if that was just really just on an emotional level, again, or on a physical level.
She's
but
meaning she's separate from my father. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
So just know that the love still kind of goes in a mutual way, but still kind of looks out for your dad for whatever reason. So I may be wrong here, but maybe...
Wait, sorry, that she still loves him?
Still loves your dad. Like, gives love there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's so important for your dad to know that. And he may just say, whatever, but it's something that she wants to give love and light there.
Well, here's what's so crazy about spirit, right? And AJ will love this story. So I had a group reading Saturday night. It was a big group reading, and it was someone, and I keep saying, and it was a grandmother, but I kept saying, I keep seeing 618. I don't know what it is, but it could be June 18th.
Whoa.
And then the lady did a reading today, and I said, I saw that 618 again. There's got to be a connection to June 18th. And then we're sitting here.
That's crazy.
So it's almost like that's spirit awesome. Sometimes gets a little ready beforehand. Like they know this is going down before we know it's going down.
Oh my God, absolutely.
So it's kind of like, it's kind of like she's going, oh yeah, let me at him. You know?
That's totally her energy, by the way. Like, you guys nailed it. Like, I didn't want to, she was a fiery, cantankerous.
Yeah.
Just
whirling
dervish of what the fuck, you know what I mean?
Well, I think it still shows her personality is still the same through both of us of how she comes through. Like, things have not changed with your mom.
No, but that's why I wanted to ask you is like, is she still in the emotional turmoil? Because
I don't feel that
when they cross over, are they still in that chaos? Or
I think when they come through, I guess for the mediums wise, I guess for us is to understand it's them coming through for you.
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't know who we're talking about.
Exactly.
Right?
So
right.
If your mom came through fluffy and glory and this and that, you'd say no. That's
you
not
were
my
like,
mom.
I have no clue who that is.
But they do evolve and grow on the other side, so they do get in this peace of mind. And it takes years for them to evolve. They don't just like transition all of a sudden everything's happening. Well, there's people that they work. There's like spirits. And what we call them, like soul groups, basically. So I believe your mom's working with a soul group.
Yeah. So, but real quick though, can I just can I ask? Do you speak for a living? Because I keep seeing you speak into a microphone.
I do.
Got it.
I speak for a living.
Okay. So I think we're gonna take a break. So then we'll get back to this speaking.
Okay.
Pause that thought.
Sure.
Hey everyone, Calling Out with Susan Pinsky is sponsored by DrDrew.com, and this is where you can find all the other shows I produce, like This Life with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest, and Weekly Infusion. Also find all the shows Dr. Drew has all in one website. We bring it all there for you so you can find it easily. And then also, we have everything that you need to know about Calling Out with Susan Pinsky at CallingOutWithSusanPinsky.com. If you want to download the new app, just Google Calling Out with Susan Pinsky app and go to the iTunes link. We sincerely appreciate your support. All right, so we're back. And I just want to say that when the lights went off, that completely freaked me out. And her energy, because I could feel something when I was sitting in the chair earlier. I was like, I'm getting like a cold feeling.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you kind of feel hot, but then you feel that cold air on your arm?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
Susan,
she
was,
well, I learned from the best. But the lights just completely went off when you said that she was cantankerous. Or when you said she had tunnel vision and that she was stubborn.
Yeah, stubborn. And then the lights went on and then off. It was like, uh-oh.
That was good. But, okay, so, and also I want to figure out where this cattle person is coming from because
that's
blowing me away. That'll come back around probably. Maybe Elvis is chasing cows
now. Oh, my God, the white dog.
I know. So if we can bring Elvis in too, that would be fun too.
Let him play.
But okay, so Tom's sitting here. Are you okay?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mind blown?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear I didn't Google anything.
No, I didn't think you did.
Okay, good. All right, so Colby's going to zero in on you now. And your mom, by the way, I'm sure she's really happy to be back, but make sure you take her home with you.
You got it. Yes.
Otherwise, I'll be getting a text message from Susan. Oh.
No, it'll be, God damn it, I'd call the electrician. So, no, but I'm really glad that she made the connection and got through. That's
That we're cool. I know. That we ended up okay. That's a good thing.
Oh, they're so much happier in the afterlife.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're really nice there. Okay, so I'm going to give the headset back to you, AJ, and let's bring Tom in.
Let's do it.
Did you want to go with the cattle guy again?
Yeah, or? You know, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
The only impression I would have is either, like, again, like Black Beauty or either something with the cows or something. But I don't know what the reference would be. But I would kind of make note to the reference why that information is coming through. So if it means, like, either something with the farmland, going to Nebraska, going, like, country, I have no idea. But I don't want to make it fit. That's not my job. But I do feel like there's a way that he brings this up in some sort of unique way.
I mean, I guess, you know, now that you say it, if it's who I'm thinking about, it's from Kentucky, and that's horse country.
Oh, yeah, is horse country.
So if there's either some sort of either, I don't know, like I'm bad with geography and whatnot, but I think in some way, I feel like it's their way kind of stepping forward here. Okay. But the funny part, though, is that he doesn't come through as like persistent as like your mother-in-law in some way. It's almost like that he wants to kind of just make a cameo appearance and step in here for you in a huge, huge way. I know Colby mentioned something, so I'm going to let her kind of take the way on there, because typically when things don't make sense for me, I just need to validate for my purpose to understand it. But go ahead.
And, you know, there's the Kentucky Derby, which is the horse race.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I did not even think about that.
The horses are huge.
I did not even think about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't think about
that.
So either.
That's the horse connection.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. New reference for me now.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I only know that because I have a friend from Kentucky, so she's always talking about this damn derby in her hat.
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hats and horses.
But I was going to do a little more psychic with you. Do you mind? Is
not
that okay?
At all.
Okay, because I keep seeing, like, you definitely make a presentation speaking, or definitely, because I keep seeing a microphone in front of you,
right?
Right.
You're
okay.
Definitely right.
And I also feel like I don't know if they're, and I don't know if it's just because of your shirt or because of my own thing, but I keep feeling like wrestling. So is there a wrestling connection, or do you like wrestling or something along that?
No.
There's something like that, because I heard like something about, do you do any sort of sports or talk about sports?
I enjoy sports.
That's not casual. It just feels like there's something more to it, but I don't know, because I used to be a wrestler, so I don't know why they're pulling in that reference for me.
You used to be a wrestler?
Yes. So, and it's like Wonder Woman, wow, like it's just this feeling of, exactly. But there's this connection with this for you as well. And I think there may be an introduction, and maybe I don't know if you're going to commentate sports or there's going to be a sports thing. So
I've always wanted him to do that, because I feel like that's what he would be really great at.
Yeah, I bet you, Mark, watch, you'll see if it doesn't happen,
I think it should. I've always said that.
Yeah, but I do feel like there's this feeling where I think when you work, it's very honest. It's like it's very, very, very direct in how you work, and that's kind of like your branding. That's kind of how people know you, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And it is this feeling of, it's not skeptical. That's not the right word, but there is a sense of needing logic behind things. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Okay. And there also has to be this balance. But I think when your son was born, there's been a big change, especially in you. You know, there's been this big like feeling like, you know, of love for you, and feeling of like knowing really what love is.
Oh, I think
you know?
So. Yeah.
And I think you really enjoy being this dad and doing things with your son.
I do.
So I just heard the name Parker for some reason. I don't know what that is. Did you hear that?
Parker. No. Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind when you see Parker, I think of Parker Brothers or whatnot. So there had to have been something of creating, designing, something of that nature that would come to mind. But I think for perhaps of like the microphone thing, or with you kind of like being acknowledged, I think maybe perhaps it's like knowing that it's going to either blow up bigger or it's going to become bigger what your career is. So if you're thinking that I'm going to stay where I'm at, I'm going to be content where I'm at, perhaps Colby's picking up on a bigger picture that perhaps that things are going to happen very quickly for you. And when I say quickly, probably within a month, month and a half, to be quite honest, that will start changing for you, that you'll be like, oh my God, this is direction I should be focusing on. Because I think for you and perhaps the self-love energy has opened up more so than anything else, that you start reflecting on yourself, and perhaps your energy has been focusing on everyone else. Now it's time for you to kind of like saying, what do I need to do for myself? How can it benefit me? And I think that's where the energy needs to go on for you. But I really feel like there's a lot of like lights, cameras, which represents for me acknowledgement. So I do feel like you are going to be recognized, acknowledged in a different way.
Wow.
If you're not already today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. It feels like it's going to grow for sure.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get more of the, I would get more of like psychic impressions around him per se than, was, I'm so sorry, Christina?
Christina.
Although I saw a second baby though. Didn't you see a second baby?
I was going to say that.
No,
that's so funny.
You. Yeah.
Who's the dad?
Oh, interesting.
Who's the dad?
When do you see that happening?
I feel like there will be.
Well, I think sometimes when the new edition comes in, it could all obviously be either a pet or two, just a child. But I don't know if it's going to be actually the child. So I don't know if you guys own animals or whatnot or two. There's something of that reference. But I just feel like there's a baby energy if the baby is going to be some other child coming in by adoption, by taking in of a child or whatnot. But I don't see it happening like right now, like in the next 2 months, 3 months. So I still feel like there has to be some sort of
maybe like energy. Another year.
Yeah.
So. But don't you want another? Don't you want another? I know you do. And I know you want a girl. I feel like it's going to be a girl.
It's not going to be.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. Not happening?
I do. We do want a second child, though.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we're right on the second baby.
Totally.
Okay.
And we talk about it a lot lately.
We're talking about it a lot.
It's in the ether. Don't make me think I'm... Tom, don't make me think I'm crazy.
I did not. Right? I did nothing of the sort.
You won't get out the door.
I didn't think... Were you going to wrestle or something?
I will drop to hold you.
Really?
I do not underestimate the little ladies.
No.
Or fierce.
No.
What kind of wrestling are we talking about here?
All right.
WWF wrestling.
Yeah.
You did WWF wrestling?
Yeah. That's,
cool.
That's what I'm saying.
She
long
was,
time ago.
Yeah. You were very in fit. Yeah. She was.
Mm-hmm. So, anyhow, it just keeps coming up with you for some reason.
I don't know
it's
why.
So much fun. I don't know why either.
Hmm. Well, I think for him, it's just about kind of like, I would, in some weird way, the best way I can say this is that I kind of see you as kind of being this truck driver right now, kind of just in your state of mind, kind of like coasting and driving around until things happen. I think it's waiting for you to kind of make all these different stops. And I think right now, you've been on a stop right now that's about to kind of like go in a different direction, which means like, oh, we're going to have a heavier load. We're going to have more things accomplished here.
Definitely like that's commentator, though. I keep seeing you commentating over and over. That's what I keep seeing you doing, commentating.
Oh, yes.
So can you tell us what you do?
I'm a comedian. I'm a stand-up comedian.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. So this, I think it's going to work more into hosting or commentating.
Yes.
That's what it
in
feels
LA,
like.
In L.A., local?
Yeah.
Burbank?
Right, one of the things... right, AJ? Because I feel like he doesn't want to travel as much.
No,
because
it's
because we're going to have some babies.
Yeah.
So we got to be at home, right?
Well, I think this is what the truck driver reference is for you to kind of like making all these
the
stops.
The truck driver? And you are like a comedian truck driver.
I am. I travel so much.
Yeah. She travels every week practically. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's too much travel.
So maybe this is maybe something you need to focus on. Again, the self-love is the baby, the energy, the career, and all that stuff. So I really feel like there's a lot of good energy around you, but it's about you thinking about yourself first.
Yeah.
I think a lot of ways that you are thinking about your career and everything you want to do, but I think sometimes you put yourself on the back burner and not really focus on the things that you truly want to desire, because obviously you need to make the income, the money, this and that, but I'm not really worried about you financially. I'm not. I feel like things are already content with you guys, and I feel like it's about you guys taking a moment to put your feet up and relax and saying like, all right, this is good. This
is
nice.
it doesn't have to be the grind all the time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be the constant grind that's happening.
Well, okay, so the commentator job, I'm really excited. Yes. Is this what's coming in about a month, you say?
I would say...
it feels soon.
Yeah, it feels like a month and a half. I would say about a month and a half or something like that.
And
yeah.
I keep hearing like, you know how you've got America's Got Talent? Like you've got the comedian commentator and things like that. So there's definitely, it's like a constant gig for you.
Yes!
I feel like this
in
is
town.
A contract gig and it feels constant.
I would agree with that.
Did you put out for something?
I did not put out for something, but you know, there's always prospects, so it's exciting just to entertain the idea.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. You're going to do it.
All right.
You'll see.
Yeah, so just make
I'd love an in-town gig. I would love an in-town gig.
Yeah, me too.
By any chance, I just put down April. So by any chance, I don't know if April is going to be significant for you, but just make note to April. I know we're already, are we in March? We're going into March. So I think in some way that we need to focus on April. So if it is going to be a month and a half from today,
okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if April is going to be significant for you guys to kind of like prepare for things to kind of evolve and grow for, I guess for both of you, but mainly for you though, seriously.
Okay.
It's going to, I think you're going to see how this works out for you. It's just manifesting it, kind of like saying, all right, I'm ready. I'm stepping into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm stepping up for April is what it sounds like.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think you've been ready. It's just now the point, like, saying, like, just give it to me now. You know what I mean? So I really feel like, honestly, I'm not worried. Typically, in certain reads, I tell people, oh, you got to be careful this and financially and this and that. Like, I really don't have any worries around you guys at all.
Good.
I don't. I seriously don't. And I just feel
great.
There's a balance between you guys. But I think when it comes down to career, there's a little unstableness when it comes down to it. So just know that just focus on what you want to do, but also focus on yourself.
Yeah, okay. It's really, especially now, just because it feels like your son is like changing so much. Like, I don't want you to miss something. Like, I don't want you to be away and then he's starting to figure out how to walk and you're missing it. Or, you know, he's asking for you and then you're not there. You know, it's like, I feel like there's got to be that home connection again.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Because he's a frisky one, this little kid.
He's
starting to move around a lot. I think he's going to be very active. So it's going to be...
Right.
Yeah.
He's already saying
he's
already
a bowling ball.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And I think financially it feels great for them.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You guys have questions?
Oh, yeah. I know you said you had some questions about mom or something.
Well, very mundane. If you guys would mind asking her this, just because this is really personal, but the timing of her passing was tough because I was preggers and then I had my son and then we moved twice in 1 year. What would she like me to do with her ashes?
If I can be honest, like, and this is just kind of my own personal view on this, they can really care less about that.
Okay.
Truly. And I think sometimes it's up to us, but sometimes they will validate certain things, what they want us to do.
Yeah, is there anything she wants?
I don't get any impression, maybe perhaps Colby does, but I feel like that becomes a personal decision for the person that has them, honestly.
Because I didn't know if she had any burning desire to be in the ocean or, I don't know, Rodeo Drive or somewhere.
Honestly, your mom could care less. I think, honestly, because of the way she was in life, I think that's the way her life was. It was almost throw me in the backyard or whatever. Okay.
You know what I mean? She's more worried about the box having dust on it than she is about where you're putting her. You
know? I agree.
She's more like, well, just polish me, friendly. At the very minimum, give me a good polish, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. I want to tell you a quick story. A friend of mine, she has all her loved ones who are all cremated in boxes. And she wraps them up, you know, in Christmas wrapping and birthday present wrapping, so people don't know what they are, but they're stacked up all in her house.
God, I wouldn't.
But they're all her loved ones. But I feel like, in a way, that I need to joke around about that reference.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Oh my God, not the gift.
Don't feel bad. My dad's in the garage.
Yeah,
he's actually in a safe though that was in his hardware store, and I don't know what to do either.
Yeah, what do you do with somebody's ashes?
Oh, it's like, I know. And thing. Like, he wanted to be buried next to his father in Cleveland, but I have to go to Cleveland. Like, I still haven't gotten rid of all the crap in the garage that was in his hardware store. So he's safe in the safe, and I.
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah. I don't have to look at it. But, you know, I don't know. It is kind of weird.
Just leave the combination somewhere because it could get very awkward if you don't remember how to unlock them in there, you know?
Yeah. Does my dad care that he's in the safe in my garage?
No, I agree. I mean, that's just a physical body that they've completely let go of, so they don't really hold on to it.
It cost me like $500.
I think if anything, though.
It's a nice urn. I got her a nice one.
Yeah, I think if anything, though, I mean, I think like just by a tree or outside, it's just the best thing. But it doesn't. I don't think they really care to the. But only because otherwise, you holding on to the ashes is more of an energy thing for you rather than them.
That's another thing.
Yeah, and I think it's the people left behind are the ones that care the most.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
For me, like, you know, I do this work quite often, and you know, I've had a lot of people pass over in the last. Year actually in the last year a lot of people passed over in my life, and you know, I never really had any connection, emotional connection, where I feel like, oh, sentimental value, this and that, even though I love them all. But in a way, like, one of my loved ones ended up being cremated, and to me, I like, even though I know they're not there, I take them out with me in the patio and this and that and weird stuff, because this person was very, very close to me, and they lived with me. And
you take them out, like, actually?
No, it's a small little thing. And
okay. He does a shot with them.
Right? No, actually, yes. That's so funny. That is hilarious. Actually, yes. That is so cool.
That's awesome.
That's all.
Oh, that's so cool. I want to ask you one more thing.
Yes.
Where does she hang out? Like, does she watch us?
Well, I think
she watches you having sex all the time.
Right, that too. When?
No, I'm kidding.
Does she hang out in our house?
No, they don't. If they didn't want to watch you in real life, they don't want to watch you when they're dead. Gotcha. That's what I've been told. And I you know, I've asked this question a million times, like, do they watch in the shower? Do they, although spirits do like water and they will go in the shower area, but they're not like pervy or anything, or
they're not paying attention. But just like, did she see my Christmas tree?
Yeah, I feel like she's in the house though. I do feel like they come around and they just visit.
Say hello.
Okay. Because again, remember, there's a sense of freedom. There's a sense of wanting to do the things and say the things that they weren't able to do in the physical world. So
it's true.
Yeah.
And they come in and they can come in spirit animals. Like if you have some random like bird or some kind of nature creature that comes around all the time and kind of gets in your face, sometimes they'll try to get your attention by doing that.
Yeah.
And I mean, usually a psychic will tell you, if you see a hummingbird, it's your mom. Okay, that's fine. But there's, you know, there are really random things that they can do, like leave pennies around or feathers.
Yeah, anything.
Or, I don't know.
It could be anything.
But I don't, now that she's talked to you, I don't know if she's going to really need to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's around much more than
you. Or she may
have
done it.
And I do feel like, she makes she makes things noticed a lot more than maybe you realize.
I think she does. Ask her. Yeah. Ask her. I don't know if she'll tell you. Is there a singer that she puts on?
Oh no, I wouldn't know. But I wouldn't know. Because I don't want to say it.
Why?
It's not Judy Garland, is it?
No.
Okay, then that's not it. I don't know.
Why is Judy Garland?
Well, I just heard Judy Garland. Well, I heard Somewhere Over the Rainbow is what I heard actually. So, who is it? Just tell us.
It's a French singer, Edith Piaf.
I feel like every time that comes on,
yeah,
it's but
like,
we, that would be so out of our realm of reference.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Speaking to you through that, though.
Right.
You know it.
Right, exactly.
I know it.
And so that first thought that you get,
it's going to be your message, your symbolism.
Yeah, because I hear it. Like, it'll come on, and I'll be like, oh, shit, is that my mom?
Remember this, though, I believe this, the minute you see something or hear something, and in that moment you're thinking of your loved one, it's because your loved one in that moment was thinking of you. That's why they sent that symbol.
Oh.
That's why they sent the music. It's like them making the connection in that moment.
Yeah, it's kind of like a soul-to-soul connection, basically.
Yes.
It's truly at that moment, like, you have to think that we vibrate at such a lower vibration, they vibrate so much higher than we do. So when that moment happens that we raise our vibration, they lower down theirs, there's that connection at that very moment. And we realize, like, huh, that's weird. Why did I just think about my mom, like, while I'm driving the car or I'm in the kitchen? Like, I think that's a phenomenal part. You mentioned something about Christmas tree, though, as well. But I think the significant part for you, though, is that if there's a personal meaning around Christmas or the tree itself or whatnot, you have to be aware of it because that's your own connection. And do not let any medium ever take that away from you. You know what I mean? Don't let them say, like, no, it's not this. Yes, it is that. But keep it personal because I do believe that personal connection will grow stronger and it'll grow deeper with you as well.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
Thank you guys for being open to this.
That was rad.
We should look up this French singer just to see if she would have been like a Judy Garland.
She's a...
And or she sang Over the Rainbow.
Probably.
I don't know. But it would be interesting. Because if I don't know the name, I'm not going to... If it's not in my realm...
Makes sense to Edith Piaf. She was a French singer during, like, I want to say the Depression era. Very fey, blonde. Very sad songs about the war. Mm. And my mother played her constantly in the house when she was cleaning.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my connection with my mother is this French musician, this French singer.
Judy Garland
era. Yeah, same. Yeah. Blonde.
It'd be interesting to
see. But to you, if you saw it might reference. Be a blonde singer or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
It'd be interesting to see. So
I don't even know what I see sometimes either, so don't worry.
No.
Okay. Maybe you can stump the psychics.
Oh, I was.
They can easily stump them.
Right, I know. Right? That's not hard to do.
Oh, can I ask you guys a career question for me?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you see anything significant coming up for me?
Nothing.
God damn it.
No.
I knew it. Oh, wait. You said June. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think that was just more so their way acknowledging you, your mom acknowledging you because you're the Gemini, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's just a way acknowledging that. So I think in some way with your, I guess, guides, not so much from your mom, is that. And I hope I don't want to say I hope I'm wrong, but I hope I don't misinterpret this, though. But I don't actually see you actually being in front of, like, pictures or in front of things. I actually see it working behind. So in some way, I see you kind of doing more of this kind of like, I don't know, what is it? What's the best word? Eclectic type of thing? I don't know, something different. Like, I feel like there's something unique about it or something out of my element that I feel like that it's going to be out of my comfort zone, but it's going to be good for me. But I feel like it's going to be like behind things or looking from behind. It's almost like in a way of directing, but not. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. You would have been a good designer.
You think so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need all some right. help in this podcast.
There's like a creative side to you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's like a whole creative side to you to explore that, like designing, creating things, matching things together.
Mm, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
I almost feel like there's a new career kind of emerging and happening for you.
Yeah, really? It just feels different from what you're normal to. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see. What do you think? A designer, huh?
You mean design?
I don't know. I never tried.
Give it That'd a go.
Next life. Sorry?
If you want to do our podcast.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. It's fine. It looks great.
So, Psychic Rebel Colby is... You can find her at psychicrebel.com. She's available for group readings and sessions and single sessions. And you can catch her on her podcast, which is called
Live with Colby Psychic Rebel.
Okay, that's on iTunes, right? Or
yes, it's on iTunes.
Whoa. Oh,
yes.
Do you have an accent, Colby?
I'm from New Jersey, so sometimes that comes out a little bit. And then I went to school in Florida, so sometimes they get confused.
Okay.
And they combine themselves, but
I got you.
That would be about it.
Okay.
Check Colby out on her podcast.
Oh, like, yeah, check me out.
She's very popular psychic, and you can get a reading from her. You just go onto her website, click through, and you can also go to my cast of clairvoyance and find her beautiful picture there and click through and then see what she can do for you. See what kind of future she can predict for you.
Uh-oh.
I know. Poor Tom. Tom looked a little stressed here.
No, I'm not stressed at all.
That's like you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it. Yeah. I wasn't stressed at all. Yeah.
No, you looked a little worried when her mother showed up, though.
No, I mean, I was more like looking at her like, are you believing that? Are you hearing this shit? Because
that's why I gave you that huge disclaimer at the beginning.
They nailed her.
It's weird, isn't it? It's bizarre.
Nailed her. Yeah. And let's be honest, you were maybe a little skeptical coming in, do you think? You were like,
yeah, sure.
I don't know. And they nailed it, though, huh?
Definitely. They got her down.
So crazy.
My biggest fan, Jason Purdy, is also he's a big fan of yours. And he said that you guys wouldn't take it seriously. So you were wrong, Jason.
No.
So I'm glad.
Yeah, I did. I totally did.
No, that's cool. Yeah. I really love it. And also AJ Barrera, you can find him at AJBARRERA.com. He also has a great radio show on iHeartRadio now, which how that is.
It's like, I think you just go to my website, Dale.
Yeah, so go to his website, click on the link. I'm sorry, we're short of mic. I've got to get another mic. I have to get another board to get another mic. But he is also available. So if you guys, you know, want to help out the psychic mediums here, it keeps them coming back to meet with my friends who we like to try to stump the psychics, but no more questions. Don't want to stump the psychics.
I don't know what to ask. I'd love to stump the psychics. I don't know what to ask. What are we going to ask about?
Well, we got the second baby coming, though, so that's really fun.
It's going to be a girl.
You were like, no, unless it's... I'm like, yes, we do.
Yeah, if you don't want to.
And Christina's like,
we'll give you contraceptive.
Can I say, do you sense anyone... on the other side that I'm, you know, reaching out to or no?
Not if you're reaching out, because it's not like a telephone where I, you know, like a board dialing in and then that person, it's like who's there for you, kind of connecting to you.
Okay.
But, I mean, at least though, real quick, not to get into a whole nother reading, because we won't, but I do feel like there's more of a, there's a man by you, but a companion, someone very close to your age that's in spirit as well, like a friend that would have passed, maybe another comedian or someone involved in your work, and he would have passed, I think, in the last 2 years is the feeling I'm getting. Did you kind of feel that too a little bit, AJ, or no?
Well, you know what, I did, but to me, again, it felt like more of like a father, like an older person.
Oh,
so I didn't want to.
Okay.
I just didn't want to stretch it if it didn't feel that way for me.
Okay,
but
got it.
Again, we're linking with two different people, and that's a different thing, you know. So, things that she may link with, I may not link with as well. So
yeah, it's just how it goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's connecting. But do you have a friend or someone that you would have worked with, a fellow comedian? And it's like within the last 2 years, I feel like he passed away.
Who's passed? I don't know.
That you're close to, friends with?
It's like you knew him in the circle or in the circuit.
There are a few have passed, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying
Who's
to think.
Who's died recently?
What does that have to be recent? Well, it doesn't have to be recent.
Comics are always dropping dead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
This does sound like a weird reference, though, and I don't know if this makes sense either for either one of you guys, but she's good. My wife's good with music. Who's the drummer for...
Is your wife?
Yeah.
Oh,
don't I recognize her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do I recognize her?
She's done a lot of other stuff.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
What has she done? Now I'm curious.
She was on a show recently? No?
No, not for television.
No?
No, not for television.
All right. Yeah.
But the drummer for, what is it? Is it Blink 182? What's the drummer?
Barker.
Travis Barker.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's either some sort of reference to either someone actually. Did he die in a plane accident? Or a plane
No, he's
crash?
Still alive.
Or, he survived.
Damn, don't kill him, dude.
No, I'm thinking of DJ AM, right?
DJ AM passed away.
That is what I'm thinking of. So is that the plane accident?
Yeah, he knows us.
So I don't know what the reference. He knows you? I need to bring him through, basically, because that's what I feel like who's stepping forward. That's weird, because I feel like in some weird reference, there's this reference of the plane accident and this iconic type of guy. But I don't feel like it's, as I said, I don't know if it's related to you guys or if it's related to...
No, well, I will say this, though, with DJ AM is for my next episode on my show, Shayna Mokler is going to be my co-host.
Is she connected?
Yeah, she's...
Oh, my God, you gave me chills.
She was Travis Barker's... She's Travis... ex-wife's and DJ AM was her good friend.
Oh my God, you
just maybe
chills.
I'm supposed to maybe you're supposed to give a message and then I'm supposed to give it. I don't know.
Wow. That's please do just pass a message down that he says hello and he shows up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh no, thanks.
So yeah.
That's awesome.
When she was on my podcast. She's showing up now.
Wow, that's awesome.
Tell him hi for me. Says hi.
Absolutely. No, absolutely, because it's just the thought of the way they communicate with us. But yeah, it's unique.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never would guess his name or whatever. My wife's like the music person, you know what I mean? So, but it's interesting. So just pass the message down to Shannon.
When dead celebrities come through.
Yeah.
Any other dead celebrities?
No, but just your friend, though. I just feel like this person. It's not like you were real close friends, but it just makes me feel like this person. It does feel like a sudden passing, and it feels quick.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't feel very, I mean, he's got to be around our age. He just doesn't feel that he's that old.
Right,
he really doesn't. So
yeah,
it'll come to you.
Yeah,
you'll remember, and you didn't go to any funerals or anything. I didn't have any.
No, I mean
it's kind of morose to talk about, but you know they come through. They do.
Yeah,
and no time frame for the dead. If they passed over 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or a year ago.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, anyways, I really appreciate you guys coming out, and
absolutely
everybody needs to check out the podcast. You guys. You're on Twitter and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're on all that stuff.
What's your Twitter and Instagram?
I'm at Christina P. He's at...
Tom Segura.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
And also check out their websites because they are funny and they are going to have some shows coming up. So thank you again, you guys.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate
thank
this.
You. Thank you. It was fun.
And hope that, you know, this brings your career to a new level.
April, man. I'm looking forward to
Let's
April.
Yeah.
We're putting it into the
Stay
universe.
Stay home.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Nice meeting you guys.
Nice meeting
you, too.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyants.